Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses, hour number three. If you missed any of our first 2 hours, the audio is already up. The videos will be up. Within the next hour and a half, I've got a doctor's appointment, actually, that I've got to rush off to, but I'm going to try to get this done before that happens. Hour number one, David Shostokas and I really just talking about the judicial tyranny that's happening in our country and the battle that we are in for the First Amendment and how it is impacting all of us and how serious it is. And, you know, the remedies that were in our Declaration of Independence when we might run into this kind of a situation. Then we talked with Melanie Collette and I. We had a great conversation on the analogy of going from the mountaintop and working through the valley to get to the next mountain, because whenever you reach the top of a mountain, you look across the ridge and you see the next mountaintop, and if you're if you're moving forward, then that becomes your next goal, is to climb that next mountain. Some people try to take shortcuts, and those are the people that, as you're moving your way through the valley, you find them kind of mangled on the floor of the valley because they tried to jump from mountain to mountain, and that doesn't necessarily work out so well. There's a reason why we have to get our strength by going from mountaintop to valley to the next mountaintop. Anyway, but we get into that. And then Claire Lopez and Rick Manning and I had a great conversation about Israel, about the terrorist threat that is here in our country. So all of that. All right, let me bring my next guest on. Newsbusters and CensorTrack.org, Miss T. Rose Mandelberg. T. Rose, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. Always glad to be here. And I, you know, every time you give a little rundown of what I've missed so far on your show, I always just want to go back and listen to them. So I'm excited for that. You've always got the greatest guests. And I'm not Thank trying you. To say that in a biased way. I'm saying that. Excluding me, of course, but...
No. Now, don't do that. Well, I greatly appreciate that. You know, it's newsworthy, and we can talk about, you know, the media kind of not wanting to cover it, but Tucker Carlson broke a story or came out with talking about the George Floyd story and how everything that we had been told about George Floyd was inaccurate. Mm. Yesterday, I played my interview with Miriam Heinen. Miriam Heinen is the one who actually did the investigative work 2 years ago. 2 years ago. And she came out with a documentary called The Real Timeline, where she using FOIA requests got the actual video from inside of the liquor store, the video from all of the officers that were there. I mean, for the entire time, not just the little 10-minute segment here or whatever. I'm talking about the hours when people actually arrived. The fake fentanyl that was being manufactured at that drugstore behind closed doors with components provided to them by China. And the money laundering that was going on, not just money laundering of, you know, drug money coming in and then finding its way back out like real dollar bills, but I'm talking about phony money. And she has the real story about that whole thing and what the media and all the lies the media told. And so I replayed that. If you're watching, I bring that up to say, if you watch this program, you're going to get an education and hear things. And I thank God for my guests that helped me to do this. But you're going to get an education and hear things and know things way in advance of when they finally break the story. You'll know. It won't surprise you. And that's the goal. Is to be a source of that education. And unfortunately, I'm sorry. I was going to toss it to you because, unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why I'm censored all over the place.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, it's insane to me that we currently are having this conversation where we're at the point where we understand that in order to obtain this education of legitimate things that are going on in our nation, in nations that affect us, you know, globally, in order to obtain that information, we have to seek it. The American public has to seek that information. You can't just flip on your local news station or, you know, a legacy media station and get a story that, and I don't say this to offend people, but even Fox News, there's going to be bias in every single media place that you reach. And they're going to, you know, everywhere, CNN especially, MSNBC, all those very left-leaning organizations, they are going to spin stories to fit their narrative. We've seen it time and time again. We see it right now with Israel. We see it with, you know, Speaker of the House, presidential elections, all things like that. Every single story that we get, it's ridiculous that you can't even watch the news and get actual news. Either stories, like you said, that have happened multiple days before, that they're finally, I don't even want to say breaking, but finally covering, or it's stories that they give and they present in specific ways that, you know, highlight a specific candidate or a specific side, or like you were talking about with the George Floyd situation. It's like you could go onto multiple different news channels and get six different versions of the same story, and you're like, what is the actual truth? What is the actual facts in this situation? And sometimes it takes years for those to actually come up because they're so suppressed by whether it's big tech, whether it's by legacy media or any of the other entities that choose to, you know, suppress and hide specific content and details. But, you know, I really appreciate that you so boldly, you know, with the understanding that you are likely to get censored and you have been censored, you know, proclaim or whatever details that there are in the most plain way that they are, no strings attached, which is rare to find. So it's unfortunate that we live in a society where we have to kind of seek and filter information, and also just take news reports with a grain of salt because half the time they're not even true.
Well, and that's the danger. We've got to be so careful about, you know, sources, and I'm always looking at, okay, who wrote this? And what's their view? What's their worldview look like? Because that you know, no matter which side of this it's on, that's really going to help you to better understand, is this something that you can trust? Is there purity in what's being presented, and can you trust it? And so when I present information, I try to present it in such a way that just, you know, I mean, yes, I have an opinion on it and I'll share that. But I also want to give you, my viewer, and you, my listener, the information that you need so you can come to a conclusion predicated on the real facts. What's the truth? And now taking that truth, you can then use some deductive reasoning and some critical thinking, which is kind of a thing, T. Rose, and that's one of the things we're missing today. You know, unfortunately, is because critical thinking is something that has been taught out or removed from the education process. Would you agree with that?
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, I was reading Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. Mm. And one of the ways, the essence of the story, the book, if you haven't read it, is essentially a master devil will try to train a novice devil to, you know, how to manipulate the public and how to convince people to join the demonic side, which is, the whole book of it is a call for us to kind of avoid these tactics that the devil uses to kind of rope us in. And one of those ways is that he says, don't let the people that you're trying to convince to join this demonic side, don't let them think critically. Allow them to just accept what you're saying. Don't let them think, you know, this might be wrong, or this might be something's telling me this feels incorrect, or morally, I don't know about this. Don't let them think critically. But you know, you can go back to our education system right now, and that's exactly what they're doing. It's no longer about, you know, okay, here are the facts. Why don't you take in this information and decide for yourself what, you know, how it affects your life, how you need to interpret it to create change in your life, or what you need to push back on, things like that. It's no longer that. This is the way that's going to be. And we see this in the media. We see this in Hollywood with our entertainment. We see this with school classrooms, where it's more important to push whatever the left says. That is the way, or, you know, it's their way or the highway. And that's what they want. They don't want critical thinking. And that's honestly terrifying, because, you know, that's exactly what the devil wants. He doesn't want us to think. The Lord, we're talking about in my Bible study, Mark, and why the Lord uses, why God wrote or instructed Paul, or Mark wrote Paul, Mark, duh. But why he instructed them to write with parables, like why Jesus spoke in parables. And part of it is for discovery. So he writes in parables so that we can discover what he means. So there's so much more meaning than just the mere parable, you know, the parable with, you know, any of them. It's just deeper than the surface words. And that's the whole point of them. And now you take the leftist media, and they don't talk like that. They don't want us to discover what's true. They don't want us to look deeper into things. They want us to just accept, okay, this is the candidate. Okay, this is the position we all need to have. Okay, these are the bad people. These are the good people. And it's no longer about thinking critically. It's just about what do they want us to hear and to push? And, you know, if you don't do that, then you are called all these names. You and I've been called, you know, bigots, racists, blah, 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 censored time and time again, just because we simply do think critically and think, you know, I think I have a different opinion on that. And that's a threat to them.
No question. No question about that at all. Well, you know, here's another, you know, piece to that equation. And you sent this to me having to do with the detransitioning. And, you know, individuals who were coerced, we have, you guys are talking about a lawsuit, Leighton Ullery. Is that, so this is a lawsuit in Rhode Island, is that right?
That's right.
And then another one another individual who filed a lawsuit against a national medical provider, Kaiser, is Chloe Cole. But to your point, you know, both of these individuals, and they represent a much larger group, but both of these individuals were basically manipulated to believe that the solving of their issue was going to be changing their gender.
Right.
And it's the same thing. I mean, these are both dead on examples of what you were just talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, for example, this Leighton, I don't know how to say her last name, but we'll just call her Leighton. She went in, she had what she was experiencing was sort of multiple personalities. She said that she had kind of dealt with around 8 different identities where they were conflicting and she was confused. And it was clearly a mental health issue. You know, that is a mental health crisis that she was struggling with. Supposedly she had been in what she called a cult. She didn't give a lot of details on it, but since she was 6 years old, she was subject to, you know, numerous sexual, physical, psychological torment in this cult, which kind of led to her kind of probably disassociating and having these episodes of multiple personalities. She goes to a therapist immediately because she says the word personalities or confusion or not feeling like she's part of, you know, in the right body at some moments, immediately the therapist says, all right, well, that means that you are transgender and that's going to be the cure to your multiple personality disorder. That's obviously not how it works, you know. Changing your gender and adding yet another personality or another delusion is not going to benefit you from when you're suffering with other issues in that way. You know, and then other doctors hopped on the bandwagon, even though this poor woman was saying, you know, I don't really want to take testosterone. I don't really want to grow facial hair. I don't really want, you know, those body changes to happen to me. But nonetheless, these doctors said, No. We know what's best. We're the doctors. We are the quote-unquote professionals, and we are going to just push this agenda, that we're going to push this what I call delusion, onto you. I'm sure they didn't use that word. But we're going to continue on this track where you're going to become transgender, and then we promise all of your worries will be subsided. You will be in the pinnacle of mental health. Everything will be great. Lo and behold, years later, is everything great? No, absolutely not. And now she's suing these doctors who conducted medical malpractice, I would say, and tormented her and manipulated her vulnerability and her insecurity about herself to allow it to push this complete delusion, delusional sense of identity. And that is exactly how, you know, with Chloe Cole, it's the same thing. She'll say time and time again, look, this wasn't I was suffering from depression or anxiety or just confusion about going through puberty. I needed somebody to talk me through these changes, not tell me, oh, well, if you're confused, then the cure is to become part of the LGBTQ mob. And, that isn't a cure for anything. You look at it all the time, and suicide rates end up going up after somebody goes through this transition process. Somebody who was not suicidal then goes through this complete body change, and then all of a sudden they're so confused that they don't want to live anymore. And so it's like, why have we gotten to the point where treating a mental health disorder or a mental confusion, why has it gotten to the point where the immediate response from so-called medical professionals is, let's just change everything about you because that's what's going to solve this? Because I can assure you that is not true at all.
Well, and it is just absolutely, an atrocity that they are, what they're doing to these children and what's being allowed to happen. And then the detransition, and we hear that detransition, but there's no way to fully recover when they have mutilated your body.
Yep, you're right.
I didn't do any of that per se, but I get people all the time. And you and I, T. Rose, have talked about this. That'll be like, oh, well, so how you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm still healing. And they're like, oh, well, when was the accident? Oh, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then you're all better now. No. When you break 34 bones, when they have to basically reconstruct your body from the feet to the top of your head, when you've broken every, you know, major bone segment in your body, that takes a lot of time. Now, I've met some people who have been through something somewhat similar. There's not very many of us walking around that have had all of the injuries that I've had. But, you know, they're 10, 15 years out. And they're like, you know, I'm still using a walker or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, you're still impacted. And so there are certain pieces of this, which is why I think that these lawsuits are so important, to make these medical people responsible for manipulating and understanding the damage that they are doing to these children. And I was trying to find on Twitter, there was, I came across it earlier, but there was a picture of this guy that got all the surgeries and transitioning and all that stuff. And yeah. And basically what the deal was is he did it on the military's dime.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. The nose job.
Yeah. Yeah. He did the whole thing, and the taxpayers all, you know, we paid for it.
Oh, we did. We sure did. We just paid for a quote-unquote soldier to have his facial feminization surgery or whatever the heck it's called. You know, I'm thinking to myself, that was probably thousands and thousands of dollars. Yep. That could have gone into training. That could have gone into anything. God only knows. So many other things that I'm sure our military could use some extra funding for. And that's what it goes to? Like, are you kidding me? There's one, there's a guy in, I can't remember where he is, but this activist group is trying to, is suing wherever he is, the state. He's in a prison because he shook and strangled his baby to death with the quote saying, I don't know what happened, but I know that BITCH is dead. Killed her, killed his baby when she was young. He's been in prison, and he's going to be in prison for another 50 years. And he, with the help of his activist group, is suing so that he can get a vaginoplasty and change his male genitalia into a what he wants to call a female genitalia, which never will be. But that's what he wants to get, and he wants the state to pay for it. And he's in prison for killing his child. I'm thinking to myself, absolutely not. Will that state tax dollars, if I live there, with my tax dollars, would I ever allow that to happen? That is completely insane. But that's what's happening, because it's becoming, I don't want to say it is, because I refuse to accept that. The left wants it to become so commonplace that you get these surgeries and that they're just part of the healthcare system. That is just part of the healthcare system for us to pay for our tax dollars to pay for these military people or these convicted felons to get these surgeries that they think are going to make them feel better. I don't care how you feel. You're in prison for killing somebody. You don't get to have feelings or a preference in that way. It's completely insane.
Yeah, it truly is. All right, we're out of time. Reverend Cunard's going to be looking for us or looking for me here in just a minute. Censortrack.org and MRCTV, but it's censortrack.org. Look, if you're being censored on these kinds of topics, whether it's the vaccine or the detransitioning or any of these agenda items, if you're being censored, reach out to censortrack.org. They want to hear your story. They have over 6,000 verified stories up on their site, but they want to hear your story, and they will make contact for you with the social media or the social media entity and demand answers. And they will pursue that. They've done that for me, and I greatly appreciate it, and I know they'll do it for you as well. censortrack.org. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Children Generation Radio. Reverend Clenard Childress Jr. joins us. He's running for office in New Jersey. What does it mean to be a godly candidate? And how important is that? We'll talk to him about that coming up here on Children Generation Radio.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution, or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is running for office in the state of New Jersey, and he is a regular here on the program, and it's always a great pleasure to have him with me. I want to welcome Reverend Clenard Childress to the program. Reverend, welcome. Good to have you on board. Thanks for being here today.
As always, great to be here with you, Greg.
I wanted to, you know, you're running for office there in New Jersey. You have been unabashedly conservative and Christian in your presentation of your campaign, which I appreciate. Talk to me about that decision process, because I went through the same thing when I started this program 12 years ago. People said, "Well, drop pastor, and then you know, and then you know, you'll get a wider audience, or you'll get accepted on a certain radio networks or what have you." And I had my own, I'm confident God gave me reasons for why I did not do that. But this is about you. And I'd love to hear your thought process as you looked at, you know, what is this going to mean for my campaign?
Well, certainly that does raise questions in the minds of any candidate, how the people are going to perceive you. But right now, what has happened is the conditions around us unquestionably have made our candidacy very relevant, very viable, and certainly wanted. People are now in a state of recognizing what happens when you choose people without values and people without principles. And they're just now discovering the two-tier justice system in the country. They're just now discovering the deliberate demise of our borders, of our values as Christians, and sending our children to school for a Judeo-Christian education. No, it's not a Christian school, but those principles founded the public school system. The first textbook was a Bible. So we have gotten far away from that. And the result of that is the deterioration of family, of understanding the values of one another, the sanctity of life. You know, if you discard life, who is going to reverence your life? And we have a cloud over this nation, unquestionably, of man's inhumanity to man. So what do you need? Well, you need, Bishop Tudor Bismarck once said, I was at a service many years ago, and he said, whoever writes the laws controls the traffic, meaning it was only five men that basically agreed to a law, and you have over 63 million babies killed in the womb due to five men. So we have to impact legislation.
Who was the Supreme Court justice for that decision? Do you remember?
Was it Rehnquist? I forgot now. But I know this. I know unquestionably that in a day where we said we the people and talking about democracy, that circumvented that value. And we have continually spiraled downhill since then. No question about it. I think it was all set up, though, by one, prayer being removed out of the school, Bible reading being removed out of school. And it was a continually slippery slope that we were on. And now you can't say Christmas concert. You got to say winter concert. You can't have nativity scenes in certain towns in the public square. And it's the removal, basically, of the value system that founded the country. There's nothing left but chaos. And that's something right now, especially in the African-American community. And I can see right now buyer's remorse. I can see a people who are now beginning to question, indeed, their allegiance to the space at the party that's facilitating most of this demise, and that's the Democrat Party. And I'm not giving kudos to the Republicans for righteousness, okay?
Right.
But there is a more conservative and honest approach to government coming from the Republican Party, certainly far more than the Democrat Party. And right now, we have to recognize that we have allowed our faith to be eradicated just about from the public square when it comes to politics. That has to change, and I'm grateful and thankful that I've given the opportunity and a fairly good opportunity to be heard, to give understanding. You have, once again, in New Jersey, if you vote our line A, which was a miracle that we got it, for the last 30 years in New Jersey, the Democrats got line A. Well, we know that's a mathematical impossibility. That's corruption. And so one of in the 27th district, a very good friend of mine, Mike Burns, sued so that he would not have standing, or the judge would not have to make a decision. When they did the decision-making process, they used some balls or something or whatever. For the first time in 30 years, Republicans got line A. So we can surely see that the system is fraudulent. But if he's a righteous man, he's a devout Catholic. I'm a devout evangelical, I imagine you would call me. And we're both in the political process here in New Jersey because we see the heresy, the the perversion that this present governor, Governor Phil Murphy, is pushing upon our children. So we're grateful to accept the challenge, but also we have an opportunity because, as I said, of buyer's remorse. I have never seen more disgruntled African Americans when it comes to the political affiliation to the Democrat Party ever. And matter of fact, data is proving me out on that. They say it's now better than Biden has less than 20%. Let's say 80%, less than 80% of African American approval, which, as you know, is usually, unfortunately, extremely high, well up into the 90s. And this should send an alarm across the country because that means they cannot win a presidential election with currently the demographics showing that how much he has lost in the Spanish community mm-hmm. as well as the African-American communities. They cannot win. So there's going to be a pandemic or something. There's going to be a national crisis emergency that's going to be coming up. They know, looking at the data, we cannot beat them in a fair fight. So it's going, what is going to mean for that? But it doesn't mean that we give up on the process. I'm asking God to really do something marvelous here in a couple of weeks, November 7th. And we're hitting the streets. We have an event tonight. We're doing as much as possible with our finance to get our message out.
Right.
And, and people are listening. They're not turning a deaf ear because they want their granddaughter or their daughter not to have to compete with a man when it comes to a scholarship for sure. their education. And if that's the case, you have to vote Republican.
You make an interesting point. So in New Jersey, both in the Black community and in the Hispanic community, historically, they have always voted for the Democrat.
96%, 95%. Okay. And it's nowhere near there now.
So that is dropping. And so that really bodes favorably for candidates such as yourself and other Republican candidates running in New Jersey, because the minority vote that was always so solid in the corner of the blue is now moving more red as they recognize what's really going on here.
That is very true. And all the data is proving that. Gallup polls, Quinnipiac polls, different polling, even very liberal polls show a distinct change. But I think the most accurate normally is Rasmussen. And Rasmussen is showing that I think it's like 78% approval. And it may be lower. That was a month and a half ago. So I follow that kind of closely and get a kind of pulse for what people are actually understanding about the situation, the affairs, the decisions, and the actual correct news that should be going out. I mean, I don't understand how anyone can be in any way allied to the party that is allowing this idiocy, this craziness at the border. Right now, Greg, Pastor, we have to look at this. We see guys, what happened. For any of your listeners to believe that they're not here right now, that would be great naivety. They're here, and it's due to the policies of Joe Biden. And if there's suicide, can you imagine, you know, there's 35 Iranians caught in 1 month. That's who they caught. They're young men. Why are they here? Okay. Can you imagine 100 of these guys who are armed running into a football stadium, a baseball game, or something of that sort? But I said to my congregation just this past Sunday, I said, the only thing we have going for us at this point is that they have to make it bigger than 9/11 in their mindset. So it would take more accurate planning, and it would cause them to make a mistake and an error that would be detected. But we are on high alert. What you see going on in Gaza, and I don't know, you know, sometimes the news is very depressing. They're about to go in. Iran has to respond. Okay, the proxies for Iran have to respond. Hezbollah, Gaza have to respond. Believe it or not, this is beginning to creep only now into the minds of the people this is going to directly impact this country very negatively, and it's unquestionably, none of this happened under Trump, as we well know.
Right.
But unquestionable that it is due to the policies of this president, and as it's proving out to be now, a compromised president.
The issue of, you know, you and I have talked about this before, that we always get the pushback that, oh, you're just talking about social issues like abortion and marriage and these transition issues you talked about and boys and girls. Oh, these are just, you know, these are just social issues. But how significant are those issues? Because I think they're fundamental. I think you agree with me. Those are the foundation. Everything else, I mean, everything is launched from the foundation of traditional biblical values as it's reflected in the rights that are secured in our Constitution. Without the traditional biblical values, those rights don't exist.
And they're paramount. Those are paramount. Listen, let's face it. We all balance a checkbook. We know our home budget. You take that mindset into Congress and stop, or Senate or Assembly, you don't spend more than you take in. It's not rocket science, yeah. But you're going to need someone to fight when it comes to these social issues, especially when you have the sexualization of your children for profit. This trans or gender dysphoria is very lucrative. But do you know that for the 90% of those who totally transfer, totally go through the operation, totally go from man to woman, 40% of them commit suicide? 40%. And you have a governor pushing this in the school system. Last Wednesday, I was at Montclair Public Library, even though that's out of my district. I grew up in Montclair. I'm in East Orange, and my district remains the 34th district. Why was I there? Because Hermione, the drag queen, was running bingo with our kids at the library. And I said, no. I said, I got to stand in front of there. They have to know that a clergyman, a pastor, a former resident of Montclair, who grew up in Montclair, who went to that library, mm-hmm. basically, is outraged over this. And so we were there, but they're profiting from this. I didn't know how lucrative it is for the system, the medical, the doctors or the physicians that perform these operations. How can you do it? How can you do it? And there's no return.
Okay. Well, this is Goebbels, right? I mean, this is you know, the kind of Nazi experimentism that they did on people, you know, that we used to consider to be just barbaric mutilation.
You know, I say this, and I want people to understand what I'm saying. Nazi Germany wouldn't do it to their people, okay? What they considered to be
right.
their
citizens. Not to be considered their people, they would not do it. You're right. You're right.
Their women could not have abortions.
Yeah. They experimented on those that
they
put.
Perceived.
Yeah.
Family of God. Yep. I understand that. But in
no, mind, you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, that's a very good point. You know, Melanie Collette and I also made the point, and people don't understand this, when you talk about what's happening and how they're coming, okay, when we look at Israel and what's happening over there, and people talk about anti-Semitism, bear in mind that for the 6 million Jews that were murdered in the Holocaust, there were another 6 million Christians that were murdered right alongside of them for the same reason. Everybody forgets that number was nearly 12 million that the Nazis exterminated, okay? It wasn't, I mean, I'm not, and it's so sad to me because I know that there are those that will then jump and say, well, I'm not minimizing. Mm-hmm. I'm not minimizing. What I'm saying is what I think a lot of the Jewish people that are out there talking about this are saying. They're saying, look, you better wake up because if they come for us,
right,
not far behind that, they're coming for you.
Once again, the listeners have to understand this is evil.
Yes.
This is evil. You bust into a neighborhood or town and they are killed solely because they are Jewish. They are mutilated solely because, not from any deed they have done, not for any, they're non-combatants. I mean, they are citizens in every means, determination of the word, and you kill them for that sake. That's evil. That's evil. And when that type of evil you're trying to negotiate with,
you can't.
How do you think they see you?
Yeah, weak, weak.
Right. So weak. This, you know, it's a very, it's probably the most difficult task that Israel has right now. The way the Gaza Strip is built, the tunnels and everything, they're probably in some tunnels. They may be in Lebanon right now, some of these hostages. We don't know. It's extremely sad situation. But quite honestly, there's only one response to that. And that's what Netanyahu said he was going to do.
Yeah.
And so, and bringing it back over here, how can we have Congress people who are supportive of that? How can we have on our college campuses, teenage, this is all synchronized. I am very, very concerned about this because I personally believe there are students there who are operatives.
Absolutely.
Who were told that, now we have demonstrations across the country. I thank God it hasn't been, I feel, that impacting. You know, but that's my estimation. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that it even went on.
Well,
look at Harvard. Look at something. I mean, it's outrageous.
And tagging on to that, you know, I saw last week there was a BLM leader that was suggesting that Black Americans should join with Hamas and the Palestinians to wipe out white Americans.
And I said, you know something, God is good.
Yep.
God is real good. You know why? Because if this same thing would have happened when BLM, before they got exposed and before they were proven to be a farce and charlatans, wow.
Yep.
You remember, I mean, they were controlling companies, they were controlling admissions, real estate companies, and getting mortgages, but they've lost, and they're now trying to regain some type of influence. That's not going to fly. I kind of out in the street.
I hear you.
BLM is lost. But what if it was 3 or 4 or 5? What if it was during the George Floyd crisis?
Now George Floyd that's all been exposed. I'm glad Tucker did what he did, but you know, I broke that 2 years ago by bringing on the lady that actually did the documentary that exposes that timeline, and that's Miriam Hynen. Miriam Hynen exposed all of this in her reporting and put together a documentary that you can find called The Real Timeline that ties in the fake fentanyl that they made in that same store, along with all of the phony bills that they were printing that were being run out of that store. And as far as I know, at the time of the documentary, they were still running. That whole operation was still running. Mm-hmm. And there was not even a hiccup. No police went in. No authority. Nobody went in and did anything about any of that.
No, because that was they're more important about narratives to control the minds of people than they are justice and doing away with the criminal element in our cities. Candace Owens also did a great feature today. She probably got all the information from who you had.
Probably she did.
Thanks be to God that this was not synchronized to the point of the height of them. BLM is out. You don't have to worry about BLM anymore.
Right. What I'm concerned about is the CRT indoctrination that's been happening. Yes. And I'm seeing video after video of young Black groups of men or single going up and attacking white students.
Yeah. This is the moment for Ben Carson, Thomas Sowell, and other men of that stature, okay, who have a tremendous accomplishment in education. We're not saying there should not have been more accountable of Black history, but this is manipulation. This is basically trying to indoctrinate an ideology, okay? Mm-hmm. And certainly is one that is extremely destructive to the point where you want to attack. Your education is making you attack your brother. Yes, you say he's a white man or whatever. That's your brother, okay? What did Martin say? The sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners would sit at the table of brotherhood. That was his vision. If CRT is making me to basically trod underfoot Martin's dream, read the dream, then, you know, basically I totally reject it. Now, I totally reject it from the word of God, but even from the sociological perspective and of civil rights and the leaders, they didn't want that and they would shun that.
Yeah. Well, and again, that, you know, that this whole thing is about trying to divide and conquer and to get us to attack one another, you know, to target one another. And it is all. And that's why, going all the way back to the very beginning of our conversation, that's why it's so important that we elect godly people with a biblical worldview, who can see through all of this other junk and all of this garbage, and you have the principles to stand against the evil that you've described. And, and Reverend, and so it kind of brings it all full circle.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? To get back to that point of just raising up godly leadership again.
No question about it. And I say this, I know we're running out of time.
Yeah.
All 214 congressmen, we're trying to get a speaker. What's the good part of it? At least our party has different they're arguing. I don't agree with what they did in some respect. But if it got Jim Jordan to be the speaker, I would have said, great. Even Steve Scalise. But I'll say this. 214 Democrats voted for Hakeem Jeffries. I said, it's almost like they're robotic. They are under complete control by the spirit of Antichrist, but it's the world order. And we have to understand right now, if we don't vote and get in the booth, say that, listen, you cannot vote for the Democrat Party. You are giving them a license to continue this and to expect your allegiance. Okay, you cannot do it.
Yeah. What's your website, real quick? Your for your campaign. Oh,
ChildressForAssembly.com. Childress, ChildreSS for Assembly ASSEMBLY.com. And we're on the push. We're going to give it our best shot. And I solicit the prayers. Certainly. And
absolutely.
Support if possible, but the prayer is definitely, I honestly believe this is an angelic thing this time. I really believe that.
Outstanding.
Shift.
Reverend, you know, you have my full support, and I'm so glad that we have you on the program. Now, when is the election? November 7th?
November 7th.
Yes. Okay. So before you're with me next, well, I'm going to be talking to a new member of Assembly, right?
Yes, absolutely. The 34th district, the seat in Assembly. Hopefully, my John McGuire and definitely our Senate candidate Joe Bellimo, who has done an outstanding job. Joe, you need to have him. Maybe I can give him. It's too late. But Joe Bellimo would have been great to be with us today. I really appreciate what he's done. And he has political ties that I don't have. This is the first time I've ever run when I have a Senate candidate actually helping me.
That's awesome.
Time. So,
all right. Again, we got to run Childress 4, the number 4, or you can spell it out either way. But ChildressForAssembly.com. ChildressForAssembly.com. Thank you very much, sir. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, there.
All right. We're going to take our leave. We'll be back with you tomorrow here at Chosen Generation Radio. But stay tuned here on TECN TV for Texas Fully Loaded.
Okay.